The next question. I live in a non-Muslim country, and at my work, they say happy holidays or Merry Christmas. What is the best, most appropriate answer to them? Barakallahu feekum.
As far as responding, then the people of knowledge, they mention that one does not respond to them. I'll return you back to the statement of Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim, quoting or quoted by Al-Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen. Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim, he mentions in relation to this very issue, after saying that, the tahni'ah, or to celebrate or to give them the greetings and the salutations of the season, then it is haram by consensus of the scholars. There is no scholar that holds it to be permissible. He said it is, for example, to say a blessed celebration period of blessed festivities, or the likes. He said, "Had fahada in salama qailuhu min al kufr, fahuwa min al muharramat." He said, "If a person were to do so, if he were to be safe from kufr, yani, if we're going to say that he said it, but it didn't fall into kufr, then there is no doubt that it is from the muharramat." But what he's saying here is that it is kufr. But if we were to say that he was safe from kufr, let's say, for example, for argument's sake, then it is from the muharramat. At the very least, it is from the things that are haram. He said, "Wa huwa bi manzilati an yuhanni'ahu bi sujudihi lis-salib." He said, it is similar to congratulating him for making sajda to the cross, for prostrating to the cross. It is the same. Congratulations for this act of yours. بَلْ ذَلِكَ أَعْظَمُ إِثْمًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَأَشَدُّ مَقْتًا مِنَ التَّهْنِئَةِ بِشِرْبِ الْخَمَرِ وَقَتْلِ النَّفْسِ وَارْتِكَابِ الْفَرْجِ الْحَرَامِ وَنَحْوِهِ. He said, in actuality, it is greater in sin with Allah and more hated by Him than to congratulate them for drinking khamar and for killing a person or for having illicit sexual relations or the likes. He said, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّمَّنْ لَا قَدْرَ لِلدِّينِ عِنْدَهُ يَقَعَ فِي ذَلِكَ. And many of those who have, or whose deen is light, whose deen is fickle and shallow with them, then they fall into this. وَلَا يَدْرِي قُبْحَ مَا فَعَلَ. And he doesn't realize how ugly what he has just done is. فَمَنْ هَنَّعَ عَبْدًا بِمَعْصِيَةٍ أَوْ بِدْعَةٍ أَوْ كُفَرٍ فَقَدْ تَعَرَّضَ لِمَقْتِ اللَّهِ وَسَخَطِهِ. So whomsoever congratulates any servant, any individual for a sin or for a bid'ah, innovation, or for kufr, then he has exposed himself to the displeasure of Allah and his anger. And that is the statement of Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim, rahimahullahu ta'ala, in Ahkamu Ahl al-Dhimma. And so, the Sheikh bin Uthaymeen, after discussing this passage, and after making mention or after quoting it, then he says, then فَإِذَا هَنَّأُوكَ أَوْ هَنَّأُونَا بِأَعْيَادِهِمْ فَإِنَّنَا لَا نُجِيبُهُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لأنها ليست بأعيان لنا ولأنها أعياد لا يرضاها الله تعالى لأنها إما بدعة في دينهم وإما مشروعة لكن نسخت بدين الإسلام الذي بعث به محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى جميع الخلق، وقال فيه: ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. He said that if one, therefore, one of them gives us this salutation, then we do not respond to him upon that. He said, because it is not a period of celebration for us. And it is a period of celebration that Allah Azza wa Jal is displeased with. And so it is not about being tolerant of everyone and everyone's beliefs. These are things that are considered kufr for us. And so it is not something that we can be easygoing and nonchalant about. These are things that are considered kufr for us, participating, even in responding to this salutation, is considered kufr for us. And so it's not something, ikhwan, that we are able to be lax about. He said, because it is either an innovation in their religion, or it was prescribed, but then was abrogated by our deen. And of course, ikhwan, we know that was not the case, that the celebration of Christmas, there is nothing that establishes it in the Bible, neither do we have any evidence of it being present within their deen and with the deen of those who preceded us. And so he said, even to give this salutation to the Muslim is haram. That a person says Happy Christmas to a Muslim is haram. He said, لِأَنَّ ذَلِكَ أَعْظَمْ. He said that is haram. And then he goes on to mention that responding to and agreeing to attend one of their events is haram. He said, in fact, that is greater than just giving them a salutation. Why? Because in it is participation now in that which they are partaking in. And that would necessitate a tashabbuh bil kuffar, resembling the kuffar. And this is in all of the forms of celebration of these festivities. And then he goes on to mention, that is whether it is tabadul al-hadaya, that is whether one exchanges gifts, or tawzi' al-halawa, or one gives out sweets and candy, or atbaq al-ta'am, or cooking food, or ta'til al-a'mal, or holidays, wa nahwi dhalik, or the like, yani a holiday because of the festivity, then all of that falls into the statement of Allah, statement of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم, and whomsoever resembles a people, then he is from them. And then he quotes, and we'll mention this finally, then he quotes the statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, who discusses in a book that was authored around, yani one of the greatest books around resembling the kuffar and the ruling things related to resembling the kuffar, his book Iqtida' Sirat al-Mustaqim Mukhalafat Ashab al-Jahim, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he mentions mushabahatihim fi ba'd a'yanihim tujibu surura qurubihim bima hum alayhi min al-batil, that when one resembles them in something from their festivities, it will necessitate that you give happiness to their hearts for that which they are upon a falsehood. وربما أطعمهم ذلك في انهياز الفرص واستذلال الضعفاء, and they may utilize that and take opportunity and capitalize upon these opportunities, in particular with those who are weak. And so, ikhwan, these affairs then, regardless of what they are, one should not participate in any of these practices, whether it be يعني, because of flattery, يعني, مجاملة, or whether it be to draw close to them, or just to show some type of consideration or affection, or because one is shy, or other than that, none of those reasons are permissible for a person, or allow and permit a person to fall into a practice that is considered kufr. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam.